Okay, this week I would like to address it's the Kita Aluchas is Hilchas Natila Sidonim Alucha Beis. Now, it's based on the Torah of the Kuta Maran, which is Simon Reish Nun. So, I would like to explain this. It's a very, very, very important. Nachman explains, you should know that all pain and all suffering only comes from due to lack of das, not understanding. I mean, if a person understands, has a good das, a deep understanding, the pain is not at all. I gave a mashal to someone this morning. I said a very simple example how this plays it out. And I said, many of these players who get paid $30 million, you know, they get paid. And I said to them, what happens to them is they practice enormous amount they practice. And it is very painful. You know, they work out 12 hours a day, 14 hours a day. They really work very, very hard. So working so hard for them is nothing. Do you know why? At the end of the day, they're making $14 million. Not bad. So they're not going to stretch. I have to do push-ups, or I have to run, jog, only eat healthy food. I have to watch my diet. It is nothing for them to do it. Because if eating healthy and staying fit, you know, makes you wealthy, so you know, it's not a problem whatsoever. It's a problem if you don't think that it's important. It becomes unimportant, not good, you know. And then, so the pain is very much related to the understanding what's going on. I once gave a very simple example. When I was young, I was flying to Israel. And I noticed on the plane they were extraditing someone. Yeah, and he was so agitated. He was going from L.A., they were taking him to Eretz Yisrael. And, you know, I only noticed because he was handcuffed to an officer. I imagine him, this flight going to Israel, was horrible. The seat was uncomfortable. I would say he would say it's unusual punishment. How do you say in English? Cruel, sitting in a seat for 10 hours like that. That's cruel, unusual punishment. But if you're going to prison, it's cruel, unusual punishment. But if you're going to enjoy yourself, it's great. See, if a person works very hard and he knows the pain, you know, people in their sports and they train and they're exhausted. That's not a bad day. That's why I'm earning $30 million a year. Plus, it's nothing. It's when we don't see the outcome. We have to have faith. So that makes it so much difficult. Because in life, we do a lot of things which is uncomfortable and painful. And the reason it works, because you don't even think it was painful, uncomfortable. I was determined to do it. It was my job, and it was, you know. But whatever it doesn't become a very uncomfortable situation because you see the fruit at the end. I'm going to gain a lot from this. So this is what Rav Nachman says, that pain and comes from the lack of having das. The more das you have, the less the pain. He says, even there's certain pain that has to happen. You know, have a toothache, you know, or when a person passes away, he says the pain leaving this world is painful, but it's tolerable. You know, you ever notice that certain people, they have very low tolerance for pain, and certain people have high tolerance. It all depends the perspective of how you look at it, how you look at the whole picture. So the more das understanding you have, the pain is much, much less. you know, children, they get our children who are very young, who are very uncomfortable, it's hot and it's muggy, and just, you know, they cry and scream, get older, it's not the end of the world. Then Rav Nachman says a very, very important thing. The main pain of Klal Yisrael, which they have in the Golus, comes because they say everything is in Teva, in nature. There's luck, there's mazolus. You know, I went to get gas the other day, and I hear a guy saying, you know, are you buying a lottery? It's your lucky day, you're being locked out, something like that. You know, they're going to think this way. It's a lucky day, I was locked out, and I heard these expressions. That means they believe, there's no Hashgacha Pratis, there's no Hashem taking care of you. It's, you are born on a mazel. Why did this person win the lottery, not this? Why did this person has a great job and you're not? Why did this person's life is going easier for other person? It's just, you know, random. That's randomly things, there's no Hashgacha. Says the Rambam says that the Golus causes us to believe that, and when you believe that, the pain becomes unbearable. So the more we are in Golus, and we learn from the going that way, and Rav Nachman says a very interesting thing. The reason why we learn this way is because we see the success of the going, and see how they're successful, so it makes us think that it has to do with mazel. That, you know, it's just, you know, luck. You know, he was lucky, or you know, some other powers that. So the Golus, being in exile, feeds in the lack of faith. And if you have faith, a lot of faith, and knowing that it's nothing to do with that, the pain is less. See, the truth is, life is extremely painful. And a normal life, just living, taking care of everything, being yourself, and you know, whatever. How your family is growing, you're making a panasa, doing, taking things care, is stressful. If a person doesn't believe in Hashem, everything is Bashir, it is very tough. But the more you realize that everything is Bashir, the Rambam says that's the way you have more das, and the pain is the minimized. He says if the pain is measures, you know, if the pain measures, when you feel the pain, is because you don't have faith that this is the greatest thing that can happen to you. For instance, you take a child and it doesn't want to take a bath. Right? This child is screaming and he hates a bath. And it doesn't understand. You get a little older, you know that it's important. It's a little bit uncomfortable, but that's just what life is all about. So it depends. So right now, when a person is uncomfortable, if he believes that it is Bashir, the more he believes that it's from Hashem, the less the pain is, the more you can accept it, the more you can live with it, and even enjoy it, knowing there's a reason. If a guy, as I said before, this famous player, I asked someone this morning, told me I don't like to mention these Goyish names, but he told me there's a player, he gets paid $30 million just for playing a year. That's besides the advertisements, endorsements. That's besides. And he works out hours and hours and hours long, he works out. Now, if you would tell a person your punishment is you have to work out every day, that's a cruel and unusual punishment. That would be, he would look at it, what? I have to work out this, and then I have to help healthy, no fat, and you have to know what you eat, and he won't be able to tolerate it. Don't be, it's $30 million a year, plus endorsements. I enjoy not eating fat, and I enjoy making exercise. I enjoy looking good and looking fit. It's an enjoyment. He doesn't get up in the morning and say, this is another day of exercise. He gets up. Let's keep on going. I imagine these people hire someone to pump them up, to help them, to coach them to do the exercise, because they just want to keep being fit. See, he doesn't look at it as a punishment. But imagine you have a guy in prison, you tell him your punishment is 10 hours of workout. Probably he'd go nuts after a while. Well, what am I working out for? I'm in prison. What is this all about? Why was I punished for that? See, if you don't see the $30 million, it's terrible. It's lahavdil. When you tell yourself that everything is bashed, everything, then your mind is able to tolerate it. So Then he says, the Rambam says a very profound thing. Then he says a very, very interesting thing, which is a little bit deep, and I have to explain this. There is two types of hanhogas. Hanhoga means there's two types of the way the Rabbi Shalom runs the world. One thing is nature, which you ask a secular person, a non-religious person, he would say, or unfortunately people are religious and don't believe in Hashgacha Prati, would say, just, you know, it's a fluke. It's a fluke that someone is born unhealthy. It's a fluke that, you know, just that I can't find a job. You know, there's interesting things. It's mazel and there's teva. There's something that works with teva. Then there's something which is lamala mederech teva, which is Hashgacha Pratis. Rav Nachman says a very, very deep thing. In a lot of Chassidish Sfarim say this, and say this in the Baal Shem Tov too. Even when a person's faith is not strong, so the Ribbono Shel Olam, when his faith is not strong, puts him into the matzav of nature. I mean, there's no such great Hashgacha. That doesn't mean that what happens to him is randomly. That means if you got stuck in the freeway, and if you tripped today, or someone insulted you, or someone was nice to you also. So Rav Nachman says it's beyond our comprehension how it works, but there's such an hogya of teva, and there's an hogya of Hashgacha Pratis. Hashgacha means that Ribbono Shel Olam literally watches over you, and it's a greater Hashgacha. It has elevated Hashgacha. So he explains over here, when the Ribbono Shel Olam wants to help the Klal Yisrael, he wants to take him out of the sins. He's Mashgiach, he looks at them, and he watches them, and he brings them above nature. See, when Mashiach will come, you know, some hold this up, Mashiach will come after Tchias HaMeisim, the whole world will be a different run. It will be only run directly the Hashgacha of Hashem. Right now it's run, especially but in for the Goyim, it's run through Teva, nature. When Mashiach comes in Usad Luvoy, it's going to be a different Anhoge. It's going to be, everything is going to be literally an open clarity of Hashgacha. Imagine every time you have a headache and someone tell you, you know, text you, you know why you have the headache? You know, you sinned 3 weeks ago with that and that. You need a ticket. Or every time you get insulted, or every time a client says no to you, or a client, you know, moves away from you, whatever aggravation we have, every time, imagine someone, lahavdil, and it's called usad luboy, and Mashiach will come, and after Lusad Luvoy, the whole world will be run in incredible Hashgacha. Clearly. See, right now, that Hashgacha is covered, and we don't see it. It's blurry. We don't see it. And that causes people also not to believe in it. Because there's a lot of things that happen in life which doesn't make sense. But sometimes, it's incredible how it does make sense. But a lot of often, things just happen which doesn't really make sense. So what he's explaining over here, that there is two types of running the world. And when the Ribbono Shel Olam wants to watch, he dips in from the or, the light of the Osad Lovoy, from then, and he brings it over here. See, by Hashem, let me explain something about Hashem. We don't know Hashem, but let me tell you what the Ramban Alatoy says. The Shem Ekya means the Am and the Am. Is because the Ribbono Shel Olam, the past, the future, and the present is all one. Time is a creation, is a dimension. So for us, to understand, what does it mean, the future, the past? We have the future, we understand. We understand the past because we're living in a time frame. But the Ribbono Shel Olam could take from the future, which is not here, and bring it over here, and bring in Hashgacha over here. So he says, when the Ribbono Shel Olam brings Hashgacha, there is more rachman, more kindness, and that's why a person gets helped. That's why davening, there's a very famous question that the Kadmonim has, why is it the need of davening? If I believe everything is about Shehed, everything is the will of Hashem, exactly, so why do I need to daven?
obviously, if I have a headache, it's great for me to have a headache. I should say, thank you, Hashem, for the headache. Imagine, we'll always thank Hashem, thank you for my misery today. So the question is, why do we daven? The truth is, the Rabbanu Shloimeh, when he gives us pain, that means there's midas hadin. Midas hadin, there's judgment, there's harshness of you. The davening literally could accomplish what the pain accomplishes. To give a marshal, just to understand, you know, you can have a tooth done, work done on you, without giving you Novocaine, whatever the... And I remember as a child, before they had this, I remember being terrified going to the dentist. I remember such time, before they gave each one a needle, they were... It was a terrifying experience. Today, it's only a drop a needle and they work on it, you don't feel anything. And your mouth is numb and everything is numb, everything. So you see, the same idea could be done with less pain. Lahavdil, the idea is this way. Sometimes a thing without davening, it's going to come in a painful way. With davening, the Rebbeinu Shlom comes down and brings rachmim into you, kindness, and the tikkun that you needed with pain gets done without pain. That's why praying is so important. Because literally, when you daven, you bring down chesed berachmim. You daven, that's what you're doing. You literally, the Rebbeinu Shlom changes things for you. This is very, very important. The Rebbeinu Shem does listen to you. See, the problem that we daven, we think, does he really listen to me? Does he really care about me? I said it yesterday. Nothing happened today. I would have wanted yesterday things should happen already. He does listen. And sometimes it takes time and his ultimate wisdom, we know why, but he does listen. And especially, as I always said, when you daven, I want to get close to Hashem, then for sure he listens. I always say this to people, married people. I've said this maybe once before. If you nudge your wife, or your wife nudges you, a half a ear. Imagine you tell your wife, you're nudging, I want to get closer to you. I want to make our relationship better. She'll drop everything. Says, what? The havdil, but Hashem is the same way. You know, we nudge him, he does listen to what Hashem is. But when we say to him, Hashem, I want to get closer to you, wow! That's all that he really wants in the creation. Kvetching, he has everyone kvetch. You know. Do you want to ask?
Can you go back to the idea you were saying that when the person faces a challenge, the people, meaning like that there's something we need to rectify?
I gave a mushroom with a tooth. Person has a toothache, has a cavity. So I remember before there was Novocaine, and you're probably too young to remember that, and it was a frightening experience. Today, you go, the only frightening experience you have is the first needle, which is a joke, what it used to be, correct? So now, the tooth gets fixed. The same way with the Novocaine, without the Novocaine. Without the Novocaine, it's a painful, annoying. I remember hearing the drill in my ear, and it was just a terrible annoying. Now with the Novocaine, it is just a tiny. Lahavdul, this is such a concept. The Rebbeinu Shlom sends us challenges, sometimes pain, disappointment. There's a reason for each one of them. So let's say a person has a huge pain in their life. Let's just say someone's not well in their life. He's not well, he needs treatment for something. Your business is not going well. A shidduch that someone needs. So there's a reason. You daven hard, the Rebbeinu Shloimeh will give Novocaine, the tikkun is going to be happening, and you won't have to have this aggravation. Sometimes you must have the aggravation. That's the only way. Sometimes it does, but very often, davening will help. Exactly.
I think the word coincidence is
relatively a modern term that was not in the English lexicon until the 18th century. Even Gordon did not believe in accident or haphazard.
Yeah, but unfortunately, a lot of religious people, a lot of very religious people, walk around thinking there is no Hashgacha Pratis. And which is ridiculous, because we do believe in Hashgacha Pratis. Someone recently told me, I believe that everything, explained to me that he really believes that everything, when we come to the next world, will be judged. But in this world, we're not going to be, things happen. So I said to him, what does it help for any one of us here that Hitler is going to be punished in the next world? We suffered from here and right here. Well, who cares? If that happened just because randomly, it doesn't make sense. The life means nothing. The whole world is worth nothing. So because he's going to be punished, we believe that Hitler, or the car accident someone had today, or the shooting that happened today, or whatever detail, someone was complaining to me that he was on the freeway he was on the freeway and he was got into an accident. The cops were chasing someone. Everything, why he had to be on that freeway at that time, usually is not that time. Everything is exactly the way the punishment wanted. Sometimes we see it very clearly. Sometimes you meet someone, it's exactly who you have to meet at the right time. There's no line. It's always there. The free will is not a shgacha. You have a free will. You had a free will to come today, and you did come. You exercised. You have a free will to daven today and not to daven. And you exercise it when you want. That is not bashit. Your free will. Yes, the Chodesh Avuv says if a person chooses to hit someone, that not always is going to happen. The Bereshit doesn't want the guy to be hit. You'll be punishing for wanting to hit him. But everything that happens today to every person is exactly, and I explained this once before, not only what happens to us, the way you were born, who your parents were, who your parents are, and who your neighbors are, and who your wife is, and everything is exactly what Hashem wanted. Then you didn't come. Of course not. That's for sure. A guy wants to put on tefillin every day, and he was sick in the hospital, and he can't put on tefillin. That happens. But that's not the problem that we're having. The problem is focused to know that we have a free will to change things for ourselves, and also to know whatever happens to us is exactly not random, it is what the Rebbe Shlomo wanted. And Rav Nachman says, the more you believe in this, the more you live with this, the less your pain is. Look, I'm sure all of us have some pain today. Every day people have pain. If you could close your eyes and think about the pain that you have today. If this would have been brought you $13 million, I think I said $30 million. This, is at the end of the year, all this aggravation brings $30 million. This is pay. Hey, this is my job. The guy works out 10 hours every day because he has to be fit when the season comes. 10 hours, the guy was telling me. He's so careful what he eats. It's $30 million. He doesn't wake up and stretch another exercise. Because human nature is, so we do repetitions, we stretch. But he says, shall I quit exercising? Absolutely. He's not going to have the HR to quit exercising. The $30 million is going to keep on driving the point. Even though he's uncomfortable, he's not going to say it's unbearable. Why should he say it's unbearable? Who makes $30 million in his eyes? This is a very, you see, this is something you got to take into yourself day in and day out, because life works the opposite. Life, you see, sometimes this guy did his ishtadlus, made the phone calls and got the job, and I didn't. Because the Ribbono Shel Olam made life, it sounds like it has to be ishtadlus, otherwise nothing happens.
That's why it's such a hard thing. You have to do a little bit of ishtahad and know that your phone calls and whatever you're doing, there is Hashem behind it that makes sure that's going to happen. So, now the Mussin goes and he takes this Torah and he says a very, very profound thing. He says, when a person goes to sleep, it's called Histalkus Hadas. His das went away. It's not there. He doesn't have the das anymore. But he does, he says, that's the time when a person has to bring faith into him. That's why we say, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, Krishma Lamita, when you go to sleep. That's why in the morning you get up, you also say Shema. Because when we go to sleep, your das gets closed down. You are not thinking. You go in the stage of not being alert and aware. Sleeping means not being aware. That a person has to bring them the faith and the vatal Hashem to Hashem. Vatal yourself to Hashem. That's what Krishna is all about. And he explains that that's why the tumor rests on a person's hand. You know, we get up in the morning, wash it till I see dying. So it's a very interesting why we wash the Tilasi Daim. So he says, there's a very famous pasuk in Amalek. It says, Akash Yorem Moshe Yodoi. You know the famous pasuk? Moshe Beni lifted his hand. V'guvar Yisro. V'kash Yiniach Yodoi. Gover Amalek. So the Gemara asked the question. Moshe Beni's hands is a miracle. Picks up his hand. We won the war. Puts down his hand. So he says a very interesting thing, but we see from the pasuk, the hands represents the faith. And there's a deep Kabbalistic reason, but the hands represents, when Klal Yisrael faith in Hashem, represents the hands. When there is no faith in Hashem, so the hands are down, and that's where the tumor comes. The tumor comes for not believing. And the entire world is busy not to believe. Now, someone told me very recently, someone explained it to me, I don't know this historical fact, that when the idea of a Big Bang came, there were incredible scientists didn't want to accept it because it made them think of religion. For no reason. Just because that made them think of religion. There must be someone who, a bang does not happen by itself. But the silliness is, how does our humans how did your body become a body? Avraham Avinu, when he discovered Hashem, he said, how can this be done by itself? He said, a shirt screams there's a creator. It means it created the shirt. Imagine someone should tell you that watch up there, that clock on the wall, after a trillion years, that's how it came out. I found it under a few feet down the ground. You were a cuckoo. I mean, a watch. A cell of yours is more complicated than that. Any cell of a person's body is more complicated. So what Abnasan says is that lack of faith represents darkness. And the more faith you have, that's the light of Hashem. Because if wherever you are pumped up with faith, you feel Hashem. So he calls it the Or. He says, Hashem Oiri V'Yishi. What does it mean when David the Melech says, Hashem is my light and my salvation? Is the more you believe that everything is Bashet, that is light in your life. And when a person moves away from that, that makes darkness, that brings tumor, and the tumor goes into the hand. Because Avodah Zarah always also represents, he explains the hand. That's why he says, Yod of Emunah, his hands is in faith, At Boy Hashemesh, till the sun comes. So he says, At Boy Hashemesh. A very interesting pasuk. And when he lifted his hand, he had the Emunah till the sun went down. When the sun went down, represents your wisdom, your alertness, awareness goes away. So you want to have light in your life, walk around knowing that everything's Bashet. Yeah, think about it. Think, you know, often it's the best exercise to do for myself. I look back at all the pains that I have, and I say, this is exactly what Hashem wanted. Let it be the pain, physical, emotional, let it be, you know, whatever situation that comes out. And even the mishigasim that you have to put up on yourself, as I explained to people, the shortcomings in yourself, you get annoyed at yourself, that's also bashir. That you have this situation which annoys you and you have to overcome it. See, because the Pasuk says, and he explains this way, Amalek, when Amalek came to fight Klal Yisrael, Amalek, the fighting, Reb Nosson says, and not just Reb Nosson, many Chassidish Sforim say the same idea, came to fight the faith in Hashem. That means the Goyim are busy to tell us that it's not Bashir. You know, one of the things that amazes in history, is amazing, history amazes me always, you know, for hundreds of years, the secular world, scientific world, believed that the world was here first. Always was existing. Now scientists have proven over and over again, there was a beginning. There was a big bang. They don't know how to explain it. They don't know who began. But it's amazing. For hundreds of years, so-called scientists said the world was always here. That was an incredible hypothesis. Now they believe there was a beginning. That, you know, I always say the precursors became less, but the believing that everything is bashed, that they didn't believe. That to believe that we now living this year should be lucky to have such lights, and I could talk into a tape and people could listen later. I mean, it's amazing why all these things happen now. Well, every detail, why now, why not later, why not early, is exactly the way Hashem wanted. And your job and your aggravation today. If you had a good day, a difficult day, that is also Bashir. That's the light that you take into yourself. That's Hashem Oiri. He explained that's called Yishi. That's called Keil Hashem Yuluni. Hashem, what does it mean? Hashem lights me up. The lighting up is the faith that you bring into yourself. I often said, I once said this before, and I'm going to explain this again. Try to imagine that you get a CD sent by Hashem. And in the CD, he tells you that next year, this and this is going to happen. You have a pain and this. When it happens, he told me ahead of time, the pain will be much less. Isn't that true? You would have heard Hashem tell you that the Shchodesh so-and-so, you're going to have a problem with one of your teeth. I mean, sitting in the dentist's office, I remember the CD where I was sent by Hashem. The pain becomes less. See, the pain that we have, great often, gets intensified. How much was I caused at the tooth? Maybe I didn't brush my teeth well. Maybe I didn't listen to this. Maybe that caused it. Maybe I was just randomly chosen to have a terrible toothache. So that causes a lot of confusion. Is the confusion is the darkness. That intensifies the faith. But there's light to know it's exactly as Hashem wanted. That makes everything much easier. Then he goes on and he says, you know, for men to go in the mikveh every morning, this is one of the Baal Shem Tov things, he brings down from the Shana Kvonis and the Rizal that the mikveh is Gematria 151, which represents Bina. Bina is called, if you know a little bit about Kabbalah, there's the seven spheres, and Bina is above the seven. That's Chochmah Bina. That's right above the seven is Bina. From Bina, he explains, is the wisdom, the understanding, and that brings light. So he says the mikveh has the power to have a tikkun on a person to be able to see things much clearer. See, the most important thing in life really is for a person really is to have really understanding what's going on in life. The clearer you are what you do in your life, the more fruitful you'll be. So he says, anyways, he goes into great detail over here, and he says that the mikveh represents a tikkun of the binah. That's why he says when the Nubi wants to say what's going to be when times of Mashiach, he says, Kimala hu uretz deyu, the world will be full of wisdom, kemayim liyam achasim, like the ocean. The water represents understanding. So the mik, you see, when the Shaya says, the Novi says, there'll be days are going to come, the world will be full of wisdom like the ocean water, which is still the ocean. So you see, wisdom and das, binis, represents always the ocean. So going to the mikveh helps a person to have a much clearer mind, mainly to know that everything is bashet. That's what we're really referring to over here. And he says another very interesting thing. This is a little bit, it's a little bit Kabbalistic, but I'm going to try to simplify it. It says, Koyach Masov Higit La'amoy. Hashem told Klal Yisrael, the Torah bergamed Bereshis. Why did the Torah give Bereshis? He wanted to tell us, Koyach Higit La'amoy, wanted to tell us he is the creator. Koyach is Chof Ches, 28. There's 28 letters in Bereshis. Do you know that? There's 28 letters in Bereshis. There's also there's also 28 bones in both hands of a person. And he explains. And which represents the Koyach Mas of Yigal Amalek, because that's why the Rebbein Shalom told us that he created the world, which represents the Koyach Mas of, that he told it to us. The more you know about it, the more tahara you bring into your hands. So that's, you know, this is a, that's why it's called Chochma, it's called Koyach Ma. The ultimate wisdom is to know that I don't know anything. Ma means I don't know. Koyach Ma. But again, that all comes the more a person takes into themselves faith to know that everything is Bashem. So what I want to leave you guys with tonight is over here is, you know, you should try it out. I'm sure every one of us has pain in their life. Try this out. Sit down and meditate and tell yourself that pain, focus on one pain, that pain that I'm going right now through, I believe, say it over and over, ben munna shalema, that it's from Hashem. The more you say it, the more you'll calm you down, the more you'll das and awareness comes to a person, and the more tikkun you'll have. Because that's what the tikkun comes, the more emuna you have, the more you, the quicker the tikkun is going to be. Yes. Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. That means you don't believe that it's $30 million. If you would believe that this pain is $30 million worth, you would say, just let me cherish it. I mean, there are people who box, I mean, right, boxers is called, on the ring, and they get banged up. Seriously hurt, right? Just thinking that they're going to get some money and the fame. They don't look at it as a problem. They look at it, this is just part of the game. Is being aware. The clear is awareness. See, the player that works so hard has a clear awareness every day he must do that to stay fit. He knows why I'm doing. He knows the doctor, whoever trained him, you must exercise, work this way, that way, up and down, to be, you know, able to move easily, and he does it. He understands exactly, why am I so exhausted today? Well, to stay in shape, to hit the ball or throw the ball, I have to be so in shape. He doesn't say, well, do I really believe it's Bashir? No! That's why I'm a player. See, at us, we don't have that such clarity. Because we don't see the dots. We have to have a munah. So the more you lack in the munah, the greater the pain. But if you tell yourself, all the pain that you have today, the aggravation, let's take major aggravation in your life, is exactly what the Rebbe Nishlam prescribed. So then you tell yourself, this is $30 million. See, there are people, because they want to do something, I hate to be so blunt, to catch attention of a girl, they do crazy things. And they don't say, wow, it was so difficult. If you have a Yetzer Hara or something, you do it. Or a person who's driven to make money. The people are driven, they work, they're workaholics. Thinking this program will be successful and they have a great success. They don't think twice. Of course, that's how it works. So try this out. You should know, if you do it, it's one of the great things that Nachman said, take time to meditate. Take time to talk to Hashem. And because you talk to Hashem, slowly you begin to see how everything does fit into the picture and is Bashir. Okay. Let's stop over here.